This is consideration 12, and it's the second of 3 points. And the subject matter again is the importance of salvation. And it's from a book called Preparation for Death by St. Alphonsus Liguori. The affair of eternal salvation is not alone the most important, but it is the only affair that we have in this life. Quote, but one thing is necessary, unquote. St. Bernard weeps over the folly of Christians who call the follies of children foolish, and yet call their earthly affairs business. The trifles of children are called trifles. Those of the old are called business. These follies of mature age are but greater follies. Quote, what will it profit us, says our Lord, to gain the whole world if we lose our own soul? Matthew 16:26. If you save your soul, my brother, it matters not if in this world you should have been poor, afflicted, and despised. If you are saved, you will have no more sorrows, but be happy for all eternity. If, on the other hand, you lose your soul, what will it profit you in hell to have enjoyed all the amusements of this world and to have been rich and honored? If the soul is lost, amusements, honors, riches are lost. All is lost. How will you answer Jesus Christ on the great day of account? If a king were to send an ambassador to a city to transact some important business, and he, instead of attending to the affairs entrusted to him, were to occupy himself solely in banquets, plays, and festivities, and thus cause the business to fail, what account could he give to his master on his return? But, O God, what a much greater account will he have to give to the Lord on the day of judgment, who, placed on this earth, not to amuse himself, not to become rich, not to gain honors, but to save his soul, has attended to everything except his soul? Worldlings think only of the present, not of the future. St. Philip Neri, conversing one day in Rome with a young man of talent, much attached to the world, named Francis Zazira, spoke thus to him, my son, thou wilt make a great fortune, be a good lawyer, then a prelate, then perhaps a cardinal, and who knows, perhaps even pope. And then, go, he said at last, and reflect upon these two last words. Francis returned home, and thinking upon these two words, and then, he quieted. That word is missing. He quieted his worldly pursuits. He quit. I think it was quitted was the word, because I can see it here now. He quitted even the world and entered the congregation of St. Philip. He began to attend solely to God. Our eternal salvation is our only affair because we have but one soul. Benedict XII was once asked by a prince to grant him a favor which he could not concede without sin. The Pope replied to the ambassador, Tell your prince that if I had two souls, I might lose one for him and reserve the other for myself. Excuse me, that's kind of funny, isn't it? Continuing, but as I have only one, I neither can nor will I lose it. St. Francis Xavier said that there is but one good and one evil in the world. The only good is our salvation, and the only evil, our damnation. St. Teresa used frequently to repeat to her nuns, "My sisters, one soul, one eternity," meaning thereby, one soul, if this be lost, all is lost. One eternity, the soul once lost is lost forever. Hence David prayed, quote, "One thing I've asked of the Lord, this will I seek for, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord." Psalm 26:4. "Lord, one thing I ask of thee, save my soul, and I ask nothing else." Quote, "With fear and trembling, work out your salvation." Philippians 2:12. "He who does not tremble and fear to lose his soul will not be saved. Therefore must we labor and do violence to ourselves if we wish to be saved." Quote, "The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent bear it away." St. Matthew 11:12. To obtain salvation, our life must at the hour of death be found conformable to that of Jesus Christ. Quote, "He predestinated to be made conformable to the image of his Son." Romans 8:29. We must therefore labor on the one hand to avoid all occasions of sin, and on the other, to make use of the means necessary for obtaining salvation. "The kingdom shall not be given to the idle," says Saint Bernard, "but to those who labor worthily in the service of God." All would wish to be saved without trouble. The devil, says Saint Augustine, labors and sleeps not, that he may cause us to lose our souls, and you, your eternal happiness or misery, being at stake, you are thus careless. The enemy watches, and do you sleep? And now for the affections and prayers. Ah, my God, I thank thee that thou now permittest me to be at thy feet instead of being in hell, which I have so often deserved. But of what use to me would be this life which thou hast preserved to me if I should continue to live deprived of thy grace? May this never be. I have turned my back on thee. I have lost thee. O my sovereign good, I am sorry for it with all my heart. Would rather that I had died 1,000 times. I have lost thee, but thy prophet declares that thou art all goodness, and that thou art readily found by the soul that seeks thee. Quote, "The Lord is good to the soul that seeketh him." Lamentation 3:25. "If I have hitherto fled from thee, O King of my heart, I now seek thee and seek only thee. I love thee with all the affection of my heart. Accept me, do not disdain to make thyself beloved by that heart which at one time despised thee. Teach me how to please thee, for in all will I obey. Ah, my Jesus, save this soul for which thou hast given thy blood and thy life, and save me by giving me the grace always to love thee in this life and in the next. I hope for this through thy merits, and this also do I hope through thy intercession, O Mary. Thank you for listening. God bless you.